Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. The Greek word gnosis refers to the direct, experiential knowledge of fundamental truths. Gnosis is not limited to conceptual theory, dogma, or belief. In its universality of application, Gnosticism consists of a vast body of esoteric writings across numerous cultures and has been expressed throughout all the world's great religions and mystical traditions. Although each tradition has been taught differently according to the language, customs, and needs of each culture, they in truth point to one science, whose sole objective is to free the consciousness from suffering. As a tradition, Gnosticism seeks to impart unto aspirants key scientific methods for attaining genuine spiritual growth. All religions have taught such techniques, albeit in veiled and often cryptic forms, throughout the religious scriptures. While the great teachers and spiritual guides of humanity offered many rituals, prayers, and mystical practices to the public masses, much of their essential teachings have only been delivered from mouth to ear throughout an unbroken chain of secretive transmission between master and disciple. As a result, the very methods to procure profound spiritual change and enlightenment were only taught in a rudimentary form in public religion, whereas practitioners dedicated to the most rigorous esoteric disciplines secretly conserved and developed such techniques unbeknownst to a public blindly enamored by fanaticism, institutionalization, and dogmas. Despite scholastic endeavors, such enigmatic methodologies have remained hidden within both Eastern and Western religious writings in allegorical form, unacknowledged and unexplained except through the daring of a few esoteric authors in the most recent centuries. The first revelations of this teaching are related with the emergence of the Western esoteric tradition, the writings of Manly P. Hall, the anthroposophical works of Rudolf Steiner, and the esoteric teachings of G.I. Gurdjieff and P.D. Ouspensky. However, this knowledge was also expressed by numerous accomplished yogis and authors of the Eastern traditions, including the eminent Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, Swami Shivananda, Yogananda, Vivekananda, and other great spiritual practitioners of Eastern mysticism. Yet despite their tremendous contributions to humanity, these initiates have only served to precede a much greater and revolutionary spiritual knowledge encompassing both Western and Eastern esoteric philosophies, and which has only been unveiled within the past few decades. Such knowledge embodies the most ancient and radical techniques for attaining spiritual transformation, and is now being disseminated worldwide in part of a humanitarian effort to alleviate the suffering of humanity. This rare and unprecedented symbiosis of both Eastern and Western doctrines is found precisely in the writings of Samael and Vior, who, as an expositor of practical spirituality, expressed a highly synthetic teaching about the basis of religion that has served as a culmination of the rich and highly diverse tradition of esoteric thought. At our institution, we study his writings precisely for their clarity, profundity, and pragmatism. In contrast with the literature of many philosophical, mystical, and spiritual systems that deliver complicated theories while lacking the practical dimension for acquiring deep personal change. In conjunction with the works of Samael and Vior, we also study and teach from some of the most well-known literary monuments within esotericism, including Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's theosophical writings, the anthroposophical works of Rudolf Steiner, the fourth way teachings of G.I. Gurdjieff and P.D. Ouspensky, the Kabbalistic and Initiatic literary canon of Dion Fortune and Manly P. Hall, the sacred Buddhist manuals of Padmasambhava, Tsongkhapa, Shantideva, and Nagarjuna, the occult Middle Eastern wisdom of the Holy Quran, and mystical Sufi writings, the Eastern and Western esoteric traditions, etc. We welcome you, from whatever denomination, faith, or creed, to the study of this liberating mystical knowledge and the intimate realization of your divine potential. If you would like to know more about this tradition, you may study the resources available in the description of this podcast, including a video on what is Gnosis from our Introduction to Gnostic Studies course. You may also study our course, Fundamentals of Gnosticism. You may also learn about the principles of our movement and how to become a member in the Gnostic Church, an article. For help navigating our resources, you can study our page, Where to Start. And for extensive resources and articles from Glorian Publishing, you may refer to their Introductory Information section. May the light and peace of divinity reign within your heart.